So powerful that anyone who chants it, they'll immediately become liberated. Won't go back to Vaikuntha. So you should not disclose this to anyone. Immediately, Ramanujacharya climbed up on the tallest building there was and told everyone, "Everyone come here, I'm going to tell you this mantra. And if you chant it, you'll become free from all miseries in your life and go back to Vaikuntha." So he started to shout out, the big crowd gathered. and he started to shout out the mantra. I think it was Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And everyone was chanting the mantra. And then the spiritual master heard that there was a big crowd had gathered and everyone was chanting the secret mantra. And then he found his disciple and said, "Don't you realize that you've violated exactly what I told you? That I said that if you chant this mantra out loud, that everyone will become liberated, but you'll go to hell." So Ramanujacharya said, "Well, that's very good. I don't mind. If everyone's going to be liberated, let me go to hell. But at least they should go back to Vaikuntha." So certainly this confidential knowledge is to fix the mind upon Krishna in devotion. We can try and fix the mind upon Krishna. Maya asakta manakparata yogam yun janmanashraya asam shayam samagramam yata yasasi tashinu. As soon as we become maya asakta, as soon as the mind becomes fixed on Krishna, even to some degree, as soon as we can experience Krishna's association, because everything works by association. It is not that our mind is not fixed on something. But when it becomes aware of Krishna or Krishna consciousness, then the consciousness becomes just like spiritual fire. If one puts an iron to the fire, then the fire gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and then it becomes just like fire. So when the mind is put into Krishna consciousness, remembering Krishna's name, his form, his quality, feeling his presence, his associates, their pastimes of loving exchanges, when one can feel that transcendental fire within the consciousness, then it, Krishna says, yitai dam si sam ridoganir, bhasmat sat kuru te jana, kenagni sarakarmani, bhasmat sat kuru te yita. Just like blazing fire burns fire with ashes, so does the fire of transcendental awareness burn to ashes all the reactions for one's past activities. So this body we presently have, this mind we presently have, our conceptions of life that we presently have, are all products of our past activities. But when the mind is focused by use of intelligence in remembering Krishna, then in Krishna's association, all these misconceptions are gradually reduced to ashes, just like firewood is reduced to ashes when it's being burnt in a fire. And the result is that one can progressively become more and more aware of Krishna as the mind becomes progressively more absorbed in expanded remembrance of Krishna. And Rupa Goswami has advised us in his Nectar of Instruction, Tanama Rupa Charitayu Sukirtananu Smrityo Pramena Rasana Manasi Niyoja Tishtan Vraje Tanaragi Jananugami Kalam Nayat Akilam Ipipadesha Saram. He says that the essence of all advice, which must be similar to this because he's quite in line with Krishna, is that one should utilize his full time 24 hours a day and nicely hearing and chanting about the Lord's name, transcendental form, qualities and pastimes. In this way, gradually engage the tongue and the mind. One should live in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan, and serve Krishna under the guidance of the Lord's devotees. And one should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his loving service. So our first business is to engage the tongue and the mind in hearing and chanting about Lord Krishna's name, his form, his quality, and his pastimes, and thereby gradually become absorbed in remembering Krishna. There may be other activities that we perform. Probably say that if you're a Brahmin by nature, you want to work in the world as a Brahmin, you may be a scientist, but then you should prove that Krishna is God. If you're a kshatriya with a managing tendency, then you should try and manage in such a way that Krishna consciousness is organized so that people can hear and chant about Krishna in a systematic way. If you're a Vaishya, you should utilize your money, your energies, in helping people hear and chant about Krishna. But after all, the most important thing is to hear and chant about Krishna. But in the absence of such an opportunity or propensity, one should try to utilize all one's energies so that hearing and chanting about Krishna goes on. In other words, if we're hearing and chanting about Krishna in devotional bliss, we've reached the essence of all different activities. And then as one becomes absorbed in that bliss, one will naturally dedicate whatever energy we have in Krishna's service. So Krishna begins with manmana bhava madhvato. We should first of all try to hear and chant about Krishna. Maya sakta, and try to focus the mind upon Krishna. Of course, the business of the material nature is to try to bewilder us by so many different allurements. Yoga chalati manasa. Arjuna said that what is the destination, the system of yoga which you've described to me is very difficult because the mind is restless and unsteady. The mind is restless, unsteady, and very strong, O Krishna, and to subdue it, it seems to be more difficult than trying to control the wind. So as soon as one tries to make progress in any kind of spiritual discipline, then Maya will try to allure the practitioner in so many different ways. Therefore, it becomes very difficult because we're allured by the illusory energy, especially in the form of economic development or wealth, comfort, material comfort. It's not that there was one Hiranyakashipu in the universe and Lord Nrisimhadev killed him. There are unlimited Hiranyakashipus after soft beds and sense gratification. But he was just a big Hiranyakashipu, so he got a lot of publicity when he was killed. And all the other little Hiranyakashipus no one really cares about when they die. But Krishna says, yes, it is very difficult to curb this restless mind, but it is possible. Asamshaya mahabaho mano dur nigraham chalam abhyasena yogena tato mamishna. Arjuna, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Samshaya Mahabaho, Manodur Nigraham Shalam, Abhyasena Tukundaya, Vaira Agena Chigriyate. So there's only two things we have to do. Practice, trying to fix the mind upon Krishna. For that reason we have japa. Because unfortunately we can't take a kirtan party around wherever we go. Maybe Lord Chaitanya could do that, but we're not so powerful. Therefore we are chanting Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
One time Srila Prabhupada was talking to some devotees, just a few of us, we were in the room, there was only me actually, and one other devotee. And Prabhupada was talking to us for a couple of hours, or a few hours, and he was seeing that maybe we were getting a little distracted, so every once in a while he'd pick up his bead bag and go, if you ever don't know what to do, if you ever have some time, just go, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then he started to speak to us, and half an hour later he picked up his bead bag. He said, if you don't know what to do, then chant,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And throughout his conversation, three or four times, probably pick up a bead bag and start to say, if you don't know what to do, then chant,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Therefore, somehow or another, the chanting is the method by which we can gradually think about Krishna. Of course, if we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, then we'll know what to think about Krishna. Then, chanting Hare Krishna will have something to spontaneously remember. But even if we don't read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, still, we hear something about Krishna, we'll remember that. We'll remember the deities we've seen. Seeing the deities, Prabhupada said, gradually we'll remember the deity. Just like how many colors does the deity wear today? How many colors are in their outfit? Yes. Two colors, no more than two colors. There's so many colors. There's red and pink, and gold and white and blue and yellow. So many colors. It's almost like a peacock. So seeing the deity, then I'll gradually remember the deity. Remember, Krishna has so many different flutes, Krishna has so many different peacock feathers, Krishna has so many different types of dress. And this way, when the mind is absorbed in Krishna, we'll be able to gradually feel Krishna's presence. And when we feel Krishna's presence, then we'll be in a different atmosphere. Now we're feeling the presence in the material atmosphere, full of so many different varieties of lust and anger and greed, envy, so many different... We're absorbed in this material atmosphere. But when we're absorbed in the spiritual atmosphere, there are just different varieties of bliss. And that bliss is increasing, ever increasing, and this atmosphere is also increasing, increasingly full of lust and anger and greed and envy and madness. Therefore, we simply have to elect which atmosphere we want to live in. And if we engage our minds in the service of Krishna, by hearing about Krishna, that's why we have these classes. Prabhupada set up a regulated schedule. He knew that unless we had some regulation, then we would just spin out of control after some time. That if we have a regulation, because the mind is always trying to drag us into some other theme. It is not that as soon as we chant Hare Krishna, the mind just goes away. Actually, the mind gets stronger. It says, why are you chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, this useless mantra? You can be doing something useful for yourself. You can go to the movies and see something exciting. It's such a boring, it's the same thing over and over again. You'll just get dizzy chanting. But if you chant something more exciting, chant the newest cinema song or chant some your own name. So Maya will give us so much philosophy because she has a whole succession. She's printed millions and trillions of books and distributed them all around the world. She has so many people chanting her glories day and night over the radio, the television. She has universities educating people in her succession. The whole world is chanting her glories. So just a few people, seemingly mad, they're chanting Hare Krishna, and all the other same people are chanting the glories of Maya. Yanisha sarvabhutana yasyam jagrati bhutani tasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pashutomune. But as night for all sentient beings is the time of awakening to the self-control, and the night is the night for all sentient beings. Is a time of awakening for the self-control. And the time of awakening for all beings is the night for the introspective sage. Since we've been trained up to be more or less one of the disciple successions in the disciple succession for Maya, since our birth, and probably not only this birth, but for many births. Therefore, we should understand that Maya will always remind us of our previous instructions. And since we've served her very faithfully, without any hesitation, practically in the spontaneous level of sense gratification, therefore it's very hard for us to give up our dedication to our worshipful deities. our false egos, which we've very carefully cultivated since time immemorial. But by practice, Krishna says, by practice, abhyasena and vairagya, to try to forget our previous conditioning, to ignore it. It's just one more attempt at puna, punas, charavita, charavanana, simply chewing the chew. That which had no taste yesterday will have no taste in the future. And at the same time, try to strive for fixing the mind, coming to this spiritual atmosphere of awareness where we can actually experience that bliss and feel our hearts becoming purified. Therefore, Krishna says, Madhvato, become my devotee. Not only try to fix your mind upon me, but try to understand that we're all devotees of Krishna. And therefore, try to follow Krishna's instruction. And that way, fixing the mind upon Krishna becomes possible. Otherwise, trying to fix the mind upon Krishna without following his instructions becomes just like trying to light a fire while pouring water on it at the same time. Because Krishna says, Matshita sarvadurgani, matprasada tarishyasi, atachatvamahankaram, nashoshasi vinangshasi. If you become conscious of me, then you'll pass over all the obstacles of conditional life and my grace. If, however, you do not hear me, but work through false ego, you'll be lost. So it is not that we won't hear and chant if we don't hear and chant about Krishna. No, we'll hear and chant about Maya. As soon as we stop hearing and chanting about Krishna, then immediately our minds, at least, start hearing and chanting about Maya. Therefore, Krishna says, Madhvato, try to follow my instructions, become devoted to my service. And Madhyaji, not only mechanically, but try to actually put your heart into it. Try to do it with full feeling, with full devotion. And Mam Namaskuru, and remain humble. Not that you become so transcendently blissful that now you become just like God, and you practically are God. No, that one has to remain subservient to Krishna. One has to understand that the best we can hope for is not to get in the way of Krishna. Now, Maya has trained everyone up so that everyone in this current Kali Yuga is making sure they've been trained up to preach to others, arrange society in such a way is that no one will be an instrument for Krishna. Everyone will become 100% bona fide devotee of Maya. So we have to not get in the way and allow Krishna to shine through us rather than allow Maya to block everything. Everyone by nature is very nice, but somehow or another they've been trained up to become rascals and fools. Therefore we have to allow ourselves to be utilized as instruments of Krishna so that Krishna can utilize us, meaning us, and the mind, the intelligence, the body, in such a way is that Krishna consciousness is distributed. Nimitra, matra, bhavasavasa, chit. And as soon as we start taking the credit, and as soon as we think ourselves the independent doers, and we want to enjoy the results of what we're doing, that means that Maya, to some degree, has covered us over, and that we become back in her disciplinary succession again. Therefore, in Mam Namaskuru, one should always remain meek and humble, realizing that the person one is benefiting the most by performance of Krishna conscious activities is oneself. And as soon as one thinks oneself to be the Suridam Sarvabhutanam, the friend of all living entities, the deliverer, then one is under the clutches of Maya. Maybe Maya in the mode of goodness, but Maya nevertheless. Called profit, adoration, distinction. So one may think, oh, it is very bad to try to enjoy the material energy, it is very bad to try to lord it over the material nature, but it's alright to try to take the credit for what one is doing. So this is also another phase of the illusory energy. So one has to go progressively step by step through all the different phases of material nature, and finally, come to the platform by proper instruction, behavior, so that one can naturally and spontaneously and easily remember Krishna, and therefore always be happy in Krishna consciousness. This is called Sharanagati, known as that one should accept everything favorable, anukalasya sankalpe pratikulyasya vardina rakshisya titi vishvaso guptrive varnam tatha atma nikshepa sankalpye shadvida sharanagati. Accept things favorable, especially the chanting of Hare Krishna. Reject the unfavorable things, all the conceptions that lead us away from service to Krishna. Always try to feel, always be under Krishna's protection, so that one feels that one is protected by Krishna, maintained by Krishna, having no interest outside of Krishna's interests, and always feeling oneself meek and humble. Material world needs a place of competition. Here everyone's trying to be the best. In the spiritual world, everyone, including Krishna, is trying to become a better servant. So that service attitude, even God is trying to become a servant. And here, everyone, all the servants are trying to become God. So that's not a very good idea. That we should follow God's footsteps and try to become a servant. That would be good for us and good for everyone else. But we should serve God. Actually, here we're a servant. We're just trying to serve illusion. So instead of serving illusion, we should try to serve God. Then we'll become eternally happy rather than eternally morose. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
How important are prayers in connection to like chanting Hare Krishna? You know, you chant Hare Krishna and then you don't get the desired result because you chant offensively. So then you have to pray to Krishna, please let me chant pure. And how in this conditioned stage, so how can one pray? What is that right attitude?
The best prayer is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's the best prayer. All the other prayers are just to encourage us to chant that prayer. Nam namakari bahudani jasarva shatis tetrapitani mayatas marena kala etadrashi tavakripa bhagavan namapi toradayam ikishami hajani nanuragaha. And everything is there in the holy name. So if we don't chant the holy name, then we should hear, we should learn how to chant the holy name. So the other prayers, the other activities, are to teach us how to chant the holy name. But chanting the holy name is actually very simple. We just have to hear enough so we can find out how simple it is. What we're doing is asking Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna to engage us in their loving service. So there's only two things, service out of love. So we should chant holy names with an attitude of pleasing Krishna with love, because that's the only thing that pleases Krishna. So what's the problem? Very simple. We just lovingly chant Hare Krishna. Then when we chant Hare Krishna lovingly, automatically we'll pay attention. If we're in ecstasy or bliss, if Krishna, we remember Krishna by chanting the holy name. Or we should say, if we chant out of love, then Krishna will reveal himself. That revelation comes in the form of remembrance. And when we remember Krishna out of love, we'll be able to feel his presence and we'll be in bliss. And if we're in bliss, then naturally the mind will want more of it, because that's what we're looking for anyway. Other prayers will enlighten us if that's what we're trying to do. But ultimately it's quite simple. All the other prayers can tell us it's the same thing. Even Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, it's the same thing. We're trying to chant with love and attention, whatever we're doing. Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking more like of like personal prayers to God, like personal prayers to Krishna.
Yes, that's
like
right.
Personal prayer.
Personally? Well, that's our problem, is that we chant Hare Krishna mantra in an impersonal way. So we should try to chant Hare Krishna mantra in a personal way. That's the best personal prayer we can offer. Otherwise, It's nice to offer Krishna some prayers, but generally the best prayers are the prayers of the previous authorities. In the nectar of devotion, it also recommends personal prayers. We can pray to the deity. It also recommends prayers, reciting the prayers of noble personalities in the past, of the previous acharyas. Either way is alright. But the Hare Krishna mantra is, we're trying to learn how to chant that as a personal prayer. The problem is that anything we do repeatedly, we get familiar with. We think, oh, this mantra is just like something material. We just do it mechanically. Because we think Krishna is something like we are. We're always trying to measure things according to our own experience, our own conceptions. Therefore, we think that chanting of Hare Krishna is something like that. We can't imagine, you know, that the chanting will reveal to us a person who has unlimited beauty. Because our minds are so, our brains are so tiny, we can't even begin to imagine what that means. Therefore, the only way we can realize that is by chanting Hare Krishna. There's no other way. Of course, the other prayers also. They're also to help us. But ultimately, we have to realize that Krishna and His name are not different. Nam Namakari, as it starts. Purano, Shujo, Niti Mukta, Vinakvat, Nama, Namina. Namas, Chintamani, Krishnas, Chaitanya, Rasa, Vigraha. Purano, Shudo, Niti Mukta, Vinakvat, Vam, Nama, Namina. That Krishna is, His holy name is just like Chintamani. Spiritual, completely spiritual. Namas, Chintamani, Krishnas, Chaitanya, Rasa, Vigraha. And it's full of all the rasas, all the mellows, all the pleasure. Ultimately, we have to realize that, and we realize that as we chant our actual feeling and love for Krishna. For that, we have to practice. If we have no, we think we have no feeling and love for Krishna, at least we have to chant with attention. Then we'll remember something about Krishna. Then that may invoke some feeling for Krishna. Then we'll be able to experience how nice Krishna is. And Krishna doesn't stop getting nice, he gets nicer and nicer. He's unlimitedly nice, but then we'll get the capacity to realize how nice he is. No one even can realize how nice Krishna really is, because he's unlimitedly nice. In the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he's revealing himself at Srivatsanga, all his devotees were there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became just like nectar. But he became so nectarian, the whole atmosphere became so sweet that the devotees couldn't stand it anymore. They began to pray to Lord Chaitanya because they were going crazy. It was so sweet. Please, don't be so sweet. Because they hadn't the capacity to experience that much pleasure. So we have no such problem right now. But we look forward to that time. Yes. Well, we could say you're mine. No, the idea is just like Rama Anupam, who's the brother of Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. He was a devotee of Raghunath, of Lord Ramachandra. So one day, Rupa Goswami and his brother Sanatana Goswami were preaching to Anupam that Lord Krishna is so sweet, his form is so attractive, his pastime is youth, and Vrindavan is so beautiful. Why don't you chant the Hare Krishna mantra and give up this worship of Raghunath, of Lord Ramachandra? So Anupam said yes, he became convinced, because after all, Rupa Goswami is personification of rasa. So he thought, well, maybe he has a good idea. So all night, he tried to think of Raghunath, Krishna, and Vrindavan, But he kept on remembering Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra. So he came back to his brothers and said, I'm in Maya, I couldn't stop thinking of Lord Ramachandra all night. All I could do was cry thinking about him, how I had to give him up. So then they, both brothers embraced him and said, you're really a devotee of Lord Ram. Similarly, the same thing happened with Murari Gupta. Lord Chaitanya personally instructed him to fix his mind upon Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan and to give up his worship of Lord Ramachandra. So he tried to do it, but he couldn't. He failed. He became more and more attached. He just started to cry all night how he had to give up the worship of his worshipful deity, and he couldn't do it. He just became more and more attached. So he came to Lord Ramachandra and said, I'm a failure, I can't follow your instructions. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and said, you're actually a devotee of Lord Ramachandra. Yeah, a few people should go to Vaikuntha. All the failures go to Vaikuntha. No, we have no idea what Vaikuntha is like. There's unlimited bliss there also. So this idea, just like if you have the Himalayan mountains, there may be one mountain, you know, 20,000 meters high, and there will be another mountain 19,999 meters high. So we say one mountain is higher. So that doesn't mean that the other mountain, oh, that's a tiny little mountain, we ignore it. No, they're all equally great mountains. Even to go to Vaikuntha, being with Lord Narayana, this is the same as being with Krishna. It's just that different devotees are attracted by different mellows and worshiping Krishna. So whatever our rasa is, that's what will naturally manifest. But it's with Krishna. That's who we are. That's how we please Krishna. That's our tendency, to please Krishna. It's not that the coward boys are thinking, why am I eternally a coward boy? That, is there anything I can do to get out of this rasa? I'm tired of just playing games all the time. Why don't I get into a rasa where things are more serious? No, they're overwhelmed with bliss in serving Krishna in that rasa. They wouldn't give it up for anything. Everyone, whoever we are, that's who we are, eternally. Only here in the material world we're trying to be something else other than who we actually are. In the spiritual world, everyone is satisfied being who they really are. Here we're trying to be something else. So we have that tendency of that habit, trying to be something other than we really are. I think it would be better. But once we find out who we really are, then that's who we will be eternally. We won't want anything else. Yes.
Mi pregunta es, en la era de Kali Yuga a veces se puede recibir más a Panchatara o Ranga y Tiranda en Sankirtan que a un templo o incluso al Santo Bambu. Mi pregunta es, ¿cuál es el motivo?
¿El motivo?
Yeah.
¿Qué quiere decir motivo?
La razón.
La razón, ¿o por qué se manifiesta más en Sankirtan que en un templo o en el Santo Bambu?
So the question is that in Kali Yuga, chanting the holy names on the street where the Sankirtan move is considered to be superior than chanting in the temple. No, the temple is also part of the world. I mean, somewhere, in some part, we have to chant Hare Krishna. So it's not that the street is sacred and the temple is Maya. So we should try to get out of the temple as quickly as possible. So get out of Maya into the Vaikuntha of the street. Now anywhere we can chant Hare Krishna. When we become ecstatic, we learn how to chant in the temple in the most favorable atmosphere, then we'll be able to chant in the less favorable atmospheres too. And that will become more powerful. Because we'll have to take shelter even more intensely in an atmosphere which is unfavorable. But we should learn how to chant in a favorable atmosphere. That way we can fix the mind and get the full benefit in a favorable atmosphere. So when we go into an atmosphere which is less favorable, will be able to maintain that atmosphere there also. So without practicing chanting Hare Krishna in the temple, we won't be able to chant on the street. Without practicing in a favorable atmosphere nicely, how will we chant in an unfavorable atmosphere nicely? So this is the atmosphere to chant, to practice in. So that in any atmosphere, we'll keep that atmosphere, we develop here. And develop it more in even unfavorable atmospheres. ¿Entiendes? ¿Puedes entender lo que dije?
No mucho.
Oh. Bueno, quizás puede decir en castellano, puedes entender lo que yo estoy diciendo. Si no entiendes. En otras palabras, estamos practicando en el templo, cantando Hare Krishna, en una atmósfera que es favorable. En esta manera podemos practicar cantando Hare Krishna en una atmósfera que es un poco menos favorable. Y sin practicar en una atmósfera ambiente que es favorable, ¿cómo podemos tener la esperanza de cantar Hare Krishna en la misma atmósfera en un, cuando la situación no es tan favorable? Pero no. Yes, Prabhupada was able to carry the spiritual world where he went, but we don't necessarily do that. We're practicing devotional service. Yeah, if we were in Vaikuntha anywhere we went, we would have to practice regulated devotional service. But if we imitate advanced devotees, then we're sure to wind up in Maya after some time.
Even the advanced devotees in the Chaitamrita in the daytime, they would go out and chant in the streets, but at night, etc., they would go to Sivasangam and close the door and rest for themselves.
Well, the sequence of events was that for a year, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted in Sivasangam with his devotees, and he locked the doors. But then after a year, he broke the doors open, and then they went out in the street regularly. First they practiced, got their kirtan together, and then they made it more public. Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Congratulations, Bhagavad Gita. Ki jai. Srila Prabhupada. Ki jai. Gaur Premanande.